Good evening, everyone. We're preaching from up top tonight, and but anyway, we wanted to be able to position the camera right, not be in anybody's way over there. But we can always turn and do this kind of thing, whatever works. But I want to say thanks to all those who are joining by way of Facebook, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who's prayed for us in the past few days. We're feeling a whole lot better, got some rest, and tonight I'm able to breathe, and blood pressure's in range, breathing's in range, and it was really just a cluster. What I went through, experienced, was just a cluster of things. I had some heat exhaustion going on, and of course high blood pressure, but also a medication I was taking for a root canal that I still haven't had yet. Some antibiotics and different things. One of the side effects could cause severe breathing problems, and so everything just backfired on me at one time, and so we just kind of suffered through that a little bit and got to the end of it and learned a little bit. I told Miss Lee Ellen a moment ago that, or Miss BJ, maybe both of you. Anyway, I said the Lord really sharpened my desire through that. Because I got to thinking, and the devil got to telling me that I was never going to be able to preach again. And devil had me convinced that I wouldn't want to preach again and probably wouldn't be able to pastor. And you believe that? That's the devil. He will draw an ugly picture, make you feel like just because one thing you're dealing with is going to totally take you out. But if anything, it sharpened my desire to want to continue and to want to preach and teach and continue to pastor. So we're just so thankful that we're able to stand tonight and meet again with you. I want to say I've spoke to Brother Brian several times, Brother Snyder and some others, I appreciate Brother Brian Sunday morning stepping in and filling in, preaching, carrying the service, and then Sunday night when I thought I was going to be able to step in and or come back actually and preach and wasn't able to, just right off the cuff, Brother Brian rose to the occasion, and a man like that is priceless. And so I want to say thank you publicly to Brother Brian and how he helped out. But we had a great Sunday night service, didn't we? Had a great Sunday night service, and we appreciate how the Lord works in mysterious ways, but I appreciate the testimonies of those who testified Sunday night. We really, really, really do. And mentioning Brother Brian, we had previously planned to have Youth Sunday on this coming up Sunday. And Brother Brian said, you know, Brother Justin, I understand if you want to preach. And he says, I just want to follow your leadership. I said, well, let's keep our Youth Sunday. We've got young people wanting to sing, and I want you to preach again. We're going to keep that date. So Brother Brian will be preaching this coming Sunday morning, and our young people will be singing. But Sunday night, of course, I'll be preaching, so I'm looking forward to that. And so we're looking forward to the things that are on the calendar around here at Calvary. But taking a quick look at our prayer list tonight, let's continue to remember our children's home. All of their health and all of the great help, but also to have a great summer and be able to do some of the things that they didn't get to do last year because of COVID. And so let's remember all of our children's home kids and workers. Let's remember the Teagues and Miss Connie and her health, Miss Dawn Daly and family, Jim Jr., Trill Norton, friend Daryl Emmett, he has on the prayer list, Rusty and Chris Watkins, Jeff and Sharon Hodges, Randy and Janet Bailey, and most everybody knows who this is, but Janet is Brother Snyder's sister, and Randy is her husband, and we know he's been fighting the cancer and many other things, and so I spoke with her at Miss Catherine's mother's funeral on Saturday. And let's really, really continue to remember him in prayer. He's just has all kinds of things going on with that. But they're holding on. They're really holding on. And so let's remember the Baileys. Let's remember the Tidwells, Miss Linda Tidwell and her fibrosis, Reverend Larry Rich, multiple things going on, living with his son, Miss Cassie Karanovich, Leonard Palmer. Got an update from Miss Dolores, and he's doing better with his eye situation. But also Miss Dolores, she's had an eventful last week. She had a tooth removed and several things going on, a shot in the hip. And so let's remember the Palmers both together. David and Glenda Henderson, their friend Claude, who's under 24/7 care. Harold Dolph, who is still ongoing in his therapy, I believe. Charlie Wilson, I heard he had a surgery. I don't know if it, Brother Don Nettles, have you?
I don't know what the surgery was, but he went through it all right. He is doing really badly, and they're considering someplace else to see if they can help him to walk there.
Okay.
Maybe we can get them both back to church.
Yes, yes. Let's remember Charlie Wilson, his Parkinson's, and the surgery he had. And Marcia Turner, Melissa Slagle, Don and Carla Rich. And, of course, they're on the road visiting, supporting churches and preaching. Ceylon and Catherine, Ceylon's boss. And, of course, Miss Catherine for the days ahead. We know that the recovery process after a death in the family and, you know, the things that are left behind, the house, you know, finances, all of that kind of stuff, it takes a while to really get life back to normal, if there is such a thing, after a death. And let's remember Claudia Darby, Don Capistrano, Barbara Anderson, Jenny Clanton, Randy and Diane Ely, Gerald and Francis Carroll, all the shut-ins, James Tolan Brown, our Marine. And because I wasn't here Sunday morning, and I couldn't mention it Sunday night, being hindered, some may already know, I'm not sure if anybody knows this lady, but Kim Merritt, we've had on the prayer list for a long time, and I don't even think she may have been 50, but she lost her battle with brain cancer last Friday, and they had her services Sunday at Pleasant Hill, and what a loss. Our loss, but heaven's gain, right? But nonetheless, let's just remember all of these tonight, and of course, as I said a moment ago, Youth Sunday, this coming up Sunday, and then our Sunday night service at 5. So maybe someone has a prayer request or a praise you'd like to make mention of. Yes, sir. She surely looked fine and sounded fine when she came to the outing. And I told her, I said, the moment I walked into your church, I could tell that you had a strong, loving church family. And I said, we praise the Lord for that. So praise the Lord for Amy and how she's doing. Good to see Nancy Carden tonight. Anybody else? Sure, that is a lifted. Anybody else? Absolutely. These kids are growing up, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I sure don't. It's a scary thought thinking of, I know how y'all feel with Hunter, but Lily driving, that ain't supposed to happen. That is not supposed to happen. I know it. Believe it or not, from time to time, I take her over to Taylor Farm off, what is it, Pine Valley? And we go in the very back there, and, I mean, she's tall enough already. Her legs reach the pedals and everything. And the first time she got in there, and I said, okay, turn the wheel. Now you go like this, you turn the wheel. And her arms were locked up. She just didn't know how to turn the thing. And so my prayer is, by these little sessions we have, by the time she gets of age to drive, then she'll be ready to drive. But we'll certainly remember you guys and Hunter. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Sure are glad, Brother Don. Sure are glad for you. Anybody else before we pray? All right, well, let's just remember our young people tonight and our teachers and that they'll receive God's word and somebody might be saved or brought closer back to the Lord. And let's just remember everybody on our prayer list. Like we normally do, we come down on Wednesday nights, and so at this time, if you feel okay with coming down and having prayer, we'll just come on down and have a time of prayer together. We can spread out, you can stay where you're at, whatever you want to do. It's a good time to break up prayer requests from the message, but it's called Wednesday night prayer meeting, so let's pray tonight. tried to preach this message twice already, Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I told Christy, I said, it's still on my heart, and I know this is a Wednesday night crowd, and I kind of feel like this is a Sunday morning message, but we're just going to obey the Lord, and we're going to try to preach, teach, speak this lesson, this message tonight, and pray that it'll just revitalize us if we're dry spiritually, and just a reminder that the Lord is our refreshment, and if we're thirsty, again, spiritually, we can go to Jesus, and He knows how to replenish us. But in Isaiah 55, in verse number 1, is going to be our place of reading tonight. We're going to start there. Isaiah 55, in verse number 1. Isaiah 55, in verse number 1. He says, O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I skip down to verse number 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I'm going to stop there in verse number 7. That's reading verse number 1 through 3, and then 6 and 7 tonight. This lesson tonight, I want to say, is for the lost person, but it's also for the saved person. And there may be some watching tonight by way of Facebook, and if you were to die tonight, you just don't know for sure if heaven will be your home. Well, I want to say that you can know that heaven will be your home. Or you may be watching tonight, and of course we're here in the building, we're here in the church, and you may say, Brother Justin, I'm already saved. Well, this will just be another reminder of our Lord, how He is a well. He is a living well. And we can draw from Him. We can draw from that, and we can be replenished, and we can have we can be revigorated, so that we can continue on in this race that we're in. So we want to try to cover both sets of people tonight. We hope the lesson, the message, will be a help and a blessing to you. But tonight I want to preach on this subject for a few moments: an invitation for real satisfaction. An invitation for real satisfaction. You know, when it comes to snack foods and sodas, a lot of these companies have their own logos, have their own sayings, like Snickers candy bar. It says this one word, satisfies. Satisfies. And then when we look at Coca-Cola, of course, there's always the word refreshment or refreshing. And you can look at all of those different kind of sodas and all of the different kind of snack foods and all kinds of foods, and you'll discover all of them claim that they're the ones who really satisfy. Well, tonight we know that that's a temporal satisfaction. But when it comes to spiritual things, and when it comes to the soul of man, and how that the soul of man is empty, and we're born that way. We're born separated from God. And we try our whole life trying to fill that emptiness that's on the inside. Many people try drugs and they try alcohol to do that. Living a life that truly is separate from God. I know I did growing up. In my entire teen years, I'm just, I can't believe my grandma has any more hair. By pulling out all of the, it seems like she was to just be so anxious over me and should watch out the window. Same thing for my mother. Of course, she's in heaven tonight. But all of those wild teen years, and listen, tonight there are so many out there, teenagers, and not just teenagers, but people that are their 20s and 30s and 40s. There's even seniors tonight that are out there that are trying to fill that emptiness on the inside with anything but Christ. And then again tonight, let me say, you may be saved, trying to draw from the inside, or maybe you're trying to draw from the outside, and you're already saved, but you're trying to draw from other waters, and you're learning that you cannot draw from other wells but the well that is the Lord Jesus. Because James says that sweet water and bitter water cannot come forth out of the same fountain. And so tonight I want to look into this subject matter, this invitation that the writer gives here, Isaiah, to come to God for real satisfaction. And number one, I want you to notice in verse 1, there's an invitation given. Notice what he says. It's the first three words that really hits me. Oh, everyone. He says, oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He's not talking about H2O. He's not talking about the good, crystal clear water up in Cave Spring, Georgia, if anybody's been there. I love that water that comes out of the rock and is so good and refreshing to drink. He's not even talking about that. But he's talking about himself. He's talking about God Almighty, who is refreshing. But he says, oh, everyone. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And so we have an invitation here, and it's given for everyone. Listen to this verse, Matthew 11, verse 28. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice he says, come unto me, all ye. In John 6 and verse 37, notice the first word here, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Romans 10:13, listen to this. For whosoever, not just one or two, not just those who are trying to live righteous and these over here that are unrighteous, but for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so Isaiah says, oh, everyone is invited to these waters. Speaking of water. And so tonight we see that this invitation is given to all. I read a church sign one time going down the road. It's been a while since I've seen this one. And it says that the church sign said, God has a wallet with your picture in it. Think about that for a second. God has a wallet with your picture in it. Meaning that he wants everyone to be in his wallet. Now, God, we know there's Creator God who has created all of us. But then there's Savior God. Those that not only who are created, but then come to him in childlike faith and repentance. And then you become a child of God. I want to say that God not only has a wallet with your picture in it, but he wants everybody's picture to be in it. And to be a genuine believer in him. There's also a story I heard one time of, it was a boy and he was going to his first day of school. But he and his dad, they were homeless and so they were sleeping outside. So the boy was getting ready for his first day of school, having been sleeping outside under a bridge. And he came in dirty, he came in hungry, and he came in tired. So after the first class was over, he found his class. And after it was over, the teacher called and said, everyone, please line up outside the door. And so the teacher noticed that the homeless boy was still in his seat. And the teacher asked, why didn't you come when I said, everyone, come outside the door? And he said, I didn't think everyone involved me. You see, there are some tonight who feel like that Jesus didn't die for them. And there are some tonight who feel like that God, there's no way for the Lord to save them or change their life. Listen, he says, "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus died for everyone? He died for the girls of the world, the boys, the men and women. He died for all. And as those verses were that we mentioned a bit ago. And this little boy here, he didn't think that he was one of those everyone because of how dirty he was. But the Lord tonight doesn't care how dirty you are. He doesn't care how far from home you may have drifted or turning your back on all the Bible teachings your parents have taught you. No, he doesn't care about that because he is here to save. Jesus saves all of those and much more. So tonight we see that there's an invitation, but this invitation isn't just for salvation. It's for those of us tonight who may be dry. It's for those of us tonight who may have been running on fumes for a while. You ever run on fumes in your car? And thinking you have, you look down at the odometer or the gas gauge and it says, okay, I got a quarter of a tank. And so you drive to one place, you drive back, and then you're like, okay, I got one more trip before I got to go to the gas station. And then you go, and then on the way back, the gas light comes on. Driving on fumes makes you anxious. Driving on fumes makes you scared even. That you're going to run out of gas and have to pull over and walk. When it comes to serving Jesus and living for him, it is no life to drive on fumes. When we're driving on fumes spiritually, we get nervous. And when we're driving on fumes spiritually, we feel like that we're not going to be able to bring forth and be a blessing to anybody because we're driving on fumes. So tonight Jesus says, come to the well. Come to him. And he mentions everyone. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. So the question tonight to those watching and those that are here, are you thirsty? And you say, I know I'm saved, but the next question is, well, is your gas full? If you're not full of Jesus, come to him tonight. There's a second thing I want to mention, not only an invitation, but then I see a direction in this same verse, a direction. He says, oh, everyone, notice this, that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And so he gives us a direction. He gives us an invitation, but then he says, I want you to come to the waters. And so he's directing us to a place. Water tonight is by far the very best thing that you can drink that will quench your thirst and replenish and hydrate you. I have drank a lot the past week. Water is the best. But water also is pure. And water is clean. Again, it hydrates and replenishes the body. But you know that in the Bible, water is a type of the Holy Spirit and also Jesus. And tonight he's saying, oh, everyone that thirsteth, if you have an inward thirst in your soul, come to Jesus. Come to the Holy Spirit. Come to God. Come to him because he's pure. He's righteous. He died for you. He died for me. He's clean. He's holy. And he's the very best thing that you need. That's what the scriptures are saying here. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And so he's directing us to the well tonight. And that's what I want to do. I want to direct all of us to his well, where he's at, where the living water flows, where that we could be quenched even in a dry and barren place where there's no help to be found. There's no one that's there to help you in your situation. Jesus is there. And he gives that water that no man can give. I heard a story one time of these cows. I don't know if this is true for all cows. I don't know. I'm not a cow. But I heard this story one time. Somebody said that cows are famous for going a long time without drinking water. And I guess somebody who has cows will know that. But if they don't drink any water, then they'll be dehydrated. They can die. And I guess if they're being used for beef, milk, whatever else, all that's going to be bad. And so they have what they call a salt block. Has anybody ever heard this before? A salt block. And that salt block has a flavor to it whenever those cows go to licking it. And those cows like it. Well, in return from licking on that salt block, they go looking for water. These cows do. And that is a way of keeping them hydrated. And so tonight, in like manner, I believe everyone that's born into this world has a desire, has a thirst. And that ultimate thirst, in order for it to be quenched, is the Lord Jesus Christ. But a lot of people, they go and they partake of these salt blocks. And they try to let that suffice their needs. But tonight, we're to go to Jesus. Go to the well. You see, that when we're all born to this world, we have that big hole, don't we? Big gaping hole. But you see, when you go and you start to partake of things of this world that make you thirsty, there's only one true thing that can quench that thirst, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So these cows, they needed something to bring them to drinking that water, and it was a salt block. And boy, tonight we need to be directed to Jesus and nothing else in this world so that we can truly drink from Him. But we see a direction here. He says, "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." So He's directing us to Him. Notice something else in this verse. There's an invitation, there's a direction, but then there's a donation, I like to say. He says, "And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." You see, these provisions that are mentioned here are totally free for the taking. There's no extra money. There's no money at all that's going to be made off these things. And, of course, the writer here is giving us a picture, a visual of some of the provisions that's wrapped up in God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, but without money and without price." There's a donation here. And we know that God the Father sent God the Son. And we know that He died upon the cross. And when He died, He shed His life's blood to open up that new and living way for us. And now, after He was buried and He rose again, anyone can run into Him for salvation and partake of the heavenly gift. Look at the rest of verse number 2. Or look at verse number 2 in general. "Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." So here he's saying that you're laboring for food and you're filling yourself with that food, but it's not really doing the job. I mean, it's meeting a temporal need, but there's a need in longevity in your soul, and it's something that food or labor will not be able to suffice with. So he says, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." He's talking about God and His provision, He's talking about God and his salvation and what he has to offer for that longing soul. Number one, to those who need salvation. But for number two, to those that are already saved, but that need a meal, a spiritual meal. Verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul, there it is, soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Verse number 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And so I said, there's a donation here. He has, without price and without money, given us everything that we need wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all we have to do tonight is come to him. Hebrews 9:12 says, neither by the blood of goats of calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So tonight there is this invitation for real satisfaction. And it's offered to all. He says, oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Tonight, the message was brief. But basically those three things is what we wanted you to ponder, to think about. The invitation, oh, everyone. The direction, come ye to the waters. And then the donation, he that hath no money. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for who you are and for what you do. Lord, I pray that your word would not return void, which it will not, because in this very chapter it says it won't. And so, Father, I just hope and pray that somehow, some way, Lord, your word would just move somebody close to the cross, move somebody, Lord, to salvation. And I know it's a Wednesday night, Lord, and Father, we're preaching to the cream of the crop, but Lord, I pray that something was said that would be a help. We love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for the things that you have done, the things that you're doing now, and the things that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Anything to mention tonight? Well, I want to say this to the devil. He was wrong. He was wrong. He told me I won't be able to preach again. And I know that sounds crazy, but I want to tell you, he is conniving. He is. And so I appreciate the Lord tonight. And we'll come back reloaded for Sunday night. And looking forward to that. So, anything to mention?
It was good to hear those kids down there. That was a good sound.
Amen. Yes, it was, brother. Yes, it was. So good to hear our kids. All right. Okay, well, if that's all, we've already prayed, and you're at liberty to go.